actually.
Blog Talk Radio.
But just so you know.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. You know what day this is? Well, yeah, it's Wednesday. For some of you, it's pushing Thursday.
But some of you, it is Thursday.
It's also alternate Wednesday.
That's right. We're going to bebop back and forth. So,
yes.
Facebookers.
So, hang 10, all you guys.
Yeah, pretty much
on
all the
Facebook.
But, come on, Facebookers. If you live in this lower 48, you can call in. That's cheap. Give the poor international folks. They don't get to call in.
Besides, it helps for our ranking.
Yeah, we need the international folks to have the love. Get the show on the
again,
road.
Again, as everybody so far seems to be very well acquainted, we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards for your readings, which is how I was taught using Grandma's personal prophecy method, okay? I will also be using a full 24-card layout for your reading, and it will take me a moment or two just to get them laid out. Not very long.
Not long.
It's a good way for me to see the landscape of your life, what's going on, you know, the ups, the downs. Most of it will come through as in an emotional sense. This reading method is extremely good when it comes to matters of the heart. So, with that, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo.
Welcome.
He's got a surprise for you all.
We've got some things to talk about.
Yeah.
First of all, I'll get down to the normal business stuff. We want to remind everybody the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Let's see. We want to remind you especially that if you're international, you got to tell us so we can give you a live international shout-out. We shall do so anytime during the show when you show up. But right now, we have folks that are already here. We have Laura in London. And actually, she's the only international folk right here right now, but she will be joined by others typically. And we have other folks that are in the lower 48. Equally as important, but, you know, they're in our same time zone-ish. So we shall give a little shout-out for the international folks a little bit. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in. And when you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. You should hear the show right now. And if, before the show starts, you should hear music. If you ever have silence, silence is cool in a lot of ways, but not for blog talk. So that's a problem. Just hang up, call back. Best thing to tell you, yes, indeed. It is alternate Wednesday, which means we're going to literally alternate between them. You don't have to wait for an opening. You just have to wait for the guy or woman on the phone to finish her free reading. And then we're going to wait till we announce it. Don't try to pull the trigger. Wait till we officially say we're going to do the messenger calls. And then we'll take the first one. So, alternate Wednesday. International shout out to Virgil in the land of real football. It is the original football. It is indeed actual
football. What, they invented football?
I don't know if they invented it, but football is soccer to us. Hence the foot on the ball.
Football.
Football, yeah. Or foosball, like in Germany.
Foosball,
yeah. Yeah, yep.
So, that's more my game.
But you notice those guys were little soccer players. Got around the stick. There was a thing, you know, there was a soccer field.
They do. You're right.
Hence the foosball.
Remember the movie? What was that movie? Billy Madison? No. Where his mom would say, "No, you don't play the foosball."
No, that was Waterboy.
That
was Waterboy.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh yeah, that was classic. That was what's her face, Kathy Bates' mom.
All right.
Down in the Nolan Bayou. All right. Let's see here. So yes, Facebookers, tonight you will shine. And typically, since we do the alternate, we pretty much usually get everybody that wants one on Facebook, typically. So, just got to hang tight. You just got to hang tight. Either way, no matter who's getting the reading from what platform, that is the sound of harps. That means there's going to be cards coming out, angel cards.
We're going to need a new sound because these aren't angel cards.
Well, they're going to be angel. Anything that's not a rebel card is going to be in the category of angel cards, okay? Because they're nice and positive and happy and la, 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 la harps. That's all.
Okay.
So we're going to use that classification, you know? All right. Anyway, yes, that means that your reading with Deborah is over. It's a free reading, so it has to come to an end. We decide the time. If you wanted to pay for a reading and arrange that on her website, you would decide the time by how much you arrange. So that's kind of a cool thing if you go that route. But here we are the decision makers. When we say it's time, it is time. So when you hear the harp, respect it. Don't start flapping more questions. No, 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 no. But before you go, you're going to get a card, an oracle card tonight. And brand spanking new, literally was just delivered less than one. Well, it was about an hour ago. I was outside cutting my finger as I was cutting boxes, but it did stop bleeding at least. We don't have any bandages except big giant ones. I don't know what happened to the little ones.
Yes, we do.
Where are they?
They're where they belong.
They're not in that little cabinet.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Guarantee that. Not the
Roseanne
regular size.
Roseanne Barr said the uterus is not a tracking
device.
Well,
then get your little uterus
but
in
will,
there.
I will use it for tracking.
Well, you're
going
to find it elsewhere because it's not in that cabinet where they're supposed to be.
Well, we shall see. And what do I get when I put them in your face?
Oh, you'll get interrogated because I know you found them somewhere else then.
No, you can actually follow me.
The cabinet is this big. You don't have to have a uterus or a penis or any other appendage to see that they're not freaking in there. Okay, it's in a box. It's not like I'm looking for one single loose bandage.
And
they're in a box.
What did I find for you yesterday? Anyway, also, I've got a little treat for you.
I'm not even nowhere near done.
All right, do your thing. Do
it. Because we didn't talk about angel cards and stuff, but these, like I said, these are brand spanking new. First time out of the box. Just broke the wrapper. One hour and a half ago, they came Amazon. These are called the Mind Info Oracle cards, all right? And they will help you through stress, anxiety, and change. Now, one thing about these, we're just going to give you a single card tonight, but these come with instructions on how to do various layouts for different subjects. For push love, there's future love, push and pull love, like current relationships, heartbeat, spirit, 3D, blockages, advice, and outcomes. So there's different little layouts that you can do for yourself with this. But you guys are getting one card and one card only because it's the end of the reading and it's a card for the road. But so this is the first time tonight. Got them on Amazon. They're called the Mind Info Oracle cards. Catherine's got to cook. She's got to cook. You got to cook. So nope.
Is she cooking?
She's cooking, but she's usually pretty good, and she usually ends up coming back for the show's over because she seems to have her stuff together and does it in a timely manner.
Yes, Catherine, you are so right.
All right. I believe I have spoken my piece, Deb, so you want to jump back in before the show starts? Do you have things to say?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
And I can take these. I
stumbled onto a website today called techietwist.com. And this is probably out of their realm, but they have a big story here. Questionable life hacks that are actually kind of genius.
Genius!
And some of these I thought, oh my God, some of these are close to, putting you in handcuffs maybe, I don't know. But a couple of them I really, really did like. Well, here's one. This is just a milder one. In order to be a good liar, you need to convince everyone that you are a bad liar. And one of the ways they say to do it is say something embarrassing about yourself. You know, oh, well, I don't read that well, or I often misconstrue things, and then put your lie in there. And they said people will believe it because you... because that you let them know that you're maybe a little off intelligence-wise, likely not a genius as a liar.
Sounds like you would do that to people that don't know you.
Right. Yeah.
The people that know you're going to be like, what are you talking about? Why are you acting all retarded?
I'm going to just do three now and then we will. The other one is don't call in to work sick. Mm-mm. Call in saying that you have family problems. That's the end of the discussion. When you tell them you're sick, you've got to have a whole you know, a diagnosis put together.
You could say, I have a family member that's having a mental health crisis. And they'll
well, they'll leave that alone.
And get touched out with a 10-foot pole.
Here's one I really like.
Or maybe you could say, I can't find my nuts. I don't know where they went. Of course, if you're married, they'd say, well, check your wife's purse. But yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
The one that I really, really like is, if your girlfriend has a really annoying female friend, tell your girlfriend, you know, I think your girlfriend is really pretty. You know, I can't stop looking at her when she's around. She will put a big 86 on that friend being around you as her boyfriend. Think about it. What did you say earlier, Jim? You said something about it earlier. Excuse me.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Deb. Oh, what?
About that thing, telling your girlfriend that her friend is really pretty, even though that one girl drives you crazy.
Well, first of all,
yes.
If you have a really, 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 really great relationship with your girlfriend, and she might not give two shits and just laugh it off. No, if it's probably a newer relationship, she might get a little worried.
Well,
a little newer, you know, a little bit newer. And maybe if she newer as if she's not 100% sure you're super trustworthy.
I think that irrational behavior, as it was taught, I think it was out of Yale on Coursera. They said, if you're a pretty girl, you're going to run around with uglier friends because you don't want to run in a pack of beautiful girls because you're going to kind of get lost in the shuffle. I can see the theory in that.
It could, but, you know, a lot of times they figure they're all equivalent, and then they go to the places where there's a lot of guys, and they're not worried about it. You're right. It's
well,
a
the uglier ones don't get all that.
If you're rolling into a big, giant, big city, L.A., New York nightclub, you probably will find a run around a pack of beautiful people.
I shouldn't even call it ugly. It should be unattractive.
Or just not
yeah.
perfect. Not perfect
yeah, like
model
a big
stuff.
Hooked nose yeah. or missing teeth. Okay, well, that's your three for now. We'll do three more later.
Give me three steps. Give me three steps, mister. All right, ready?
Yeah.
All right, alternate Wednesday. We're taking the first person. Will be a blog talk caller. We have to take them in the order they come, right?
Yeah, what is it?
It'll be 775. Wendy, what's the update?
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Jim and Deborah. Tomorrow, I am scheduled for my visit from the new company, and the caregiver's name is Jamie. My only concern is communicated to my attorneys that they know they have to talk to the insurance company to make sure that they will accept invoices from this new care company. There's no reason why they shouldn't. My attorney office will speak to that insurance company tomorrow morning, and then Nikki is going to call me from my attorney's office to tell me what they said. Kevin told me that he doesn't see any reason why they wouldn't approve. But so I guess my question is, tomorrow morning will I get good news that my insurance company will accept this new caregiver company, and will Jamie and I have a good rapport?
Very good.
And now, one thing I did like of the way she phrased her question is sometimes folks try to get too specific. Will the guy with the black tie with the coffee cup, you know, but if you say like, will I really be happy with the news I'm about to get, that's the way you kind of want to, that's a good way to phrase the question. Right. Sometimes I want to get so specific, Deb, that it's like you're like, what am I going to do with cards about that type of?
Well, sometimes you have
you're trying to get
kind
down
of,
to like you want me to take pie out to
tinker with the words a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, but you know what you're doing. You're professional. But I'm just saying, especially a new person, they should just say, you know, I got this going on, and you don't know any background. I'll say, am I going to be happy with what I hear? That's I mean, you can tell that pretty easily without knowing much about the person, right? If they're going to be happy or not.
Yeah, I don't see any reason this won't work out. I would be surprised if the insurance company had anything, you know, as an issue.
How long is, if the insurance company is worried about their pocketbook, so if that's really going to be unfazed, then they're not going to care, right?
Right, and Wendy, as I remember, you told us you've been paying into this for years.
20 years.
Yeah.
That there is a long time. Yes, so they have made their money off of you.
Over
so.
$50,000.
Yeah. So they made the cash. It's a business, you know. It is a business.
So I really think you are entering a period where you are not going to have all these, you know, tangled up legal kerfuffles, we'll call them. You will not have them to deal with.
Holy
anymore.
Kerfuffles, Batman.
Thank goodness.
Yes, you'll actually be able to relax and just enjoy yourself.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So it sounds like you think that my attorney's office will say that the insurance company said that they will accept information from this new company. And my caregiver tomorrow is Jamie. The new caregiver company speaks very highly of her. But will things work out with her? Will she and I... hit it
sure.
off well, mutual respect.
Yes, and you are so delightful. She is really going to enjoy you. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank God for that.
Yes.
And, I have been through pure hell. I'm sorry, but that describes it. And I am so fed up with all this nonsense that I've had to deal with, but I have faced the dragon every time, and I handled it with facts and authenticity. So I'm glad you said that this nonsense is going to come to a stop.
Yeah.
And I actually spoke to the department that schedules the caregivers today. And she seems so nice, but so did the other company. And she just said, we want you to be happy. And they really kept saying, if you don't hit it off with the caregiver, you need to tell us. But you know what? I don't expect a red carpet to be rolled out for me. I just expect common courtesy.
Sure. And to be taken care of. Well. Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. All right. We are getting ready to move on, but Wendy gets from this show the first ever Mind Info
yes,
Oracle
the brand
card
new
ever.
Deck.
Subject is, little megaphone, speak up, which I think she's already doing. What are you not saying that's eating you up inside? You can't keep this in forever. It's time to let it out so you can move on and be happy.
Probably to alert the
I think she's in the process.
The authorities.
She's kind of already been, this is an
yeah.
ongoing thing she's doing. She is speaking up. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, Wendy. Well, you know, we will be here another day, Friday at the latest.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Let's put in, my dear.
Yeah, we appreciate you holding. I know she was on basically as soon as they opened up the window, 15 minutes before the show. So that's awesome. Thank you, Wendy.
Well, thank you both very much, and have a wonderful
And good
thank
luck
you.
To you on tomorrow. Hopefully that everything comes out to the fruition that it says it was going to be. But you'll let us know.
Thank you.
You always keep us up to date, and we like that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
All right.
Hey, but first, this is quicker. All right, Facebook Messenger. It's a Facebookers Alternate Wednesday. Facebook, Deborah Lee, right now. Right, lickety-split. First Messenger audio video call is up next before we alternate back to the blog talkers. Don't worry, blog talkers. We only keep the window open for a couple minutes. Sometimes people walk away, and it is what it is. But we will go back again. We alternate back and forth. And there she is, Laura, from the land of the London land. All right.
London land.
Yes.
Well, look at you. You're all tucked in for the night.
Oh, yes. It is many hours ahead of us.
Yes.
What's going on here? I hate this.
Anyway,
you did. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I won't go into it. I'll waste time, and it's sad news. I just wanted to ask you something. I had a customer come to my store two times in a row, a gentleman, I think about the same age as me. I felt there was something there, but I can't be sure, and I don't want to squeeze my foot into Cinderella's shoe. So I was wondering, am I barking up the wrong tree here?
Never seen enough.
He's come twice to your...
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
But she's not sure that it's a fit. It was a good analogy.
Good question for the cards.
Yeah, it is a good question for the cards.
Is he being personal with you? Is he...
he's extremely intelligent, very polite, very spiritual, it would seem. Handsome, not someone I'd usually go for. I don't know. I can't read this one. And,
you said he's handsome, but you don't, not the type you usually go for.
Well, yeah, like he's got nice eyes. He's just like very quiet. That's what I meant. Like,
okay,
he, yeah.
All right. Well, we will take a look for you.
Thank you.
All right, cards get ready to get down here, and that's cool. That she's. See, this is the good thing with Facebookers. You want to do the video is the best, but if you're shy, you can do an audio, but it's still going to be better than type. Type is slow. Much delays there. Let's see here. I think I got her. Well, Dr. Priya, I think she may have come and gone. She's in the Netherlands, right?
Mm-hmm.
From India in the Netherlands. I think she was on...
She was on her break.
Yeah, she was on a break because, you know, time zone and... She was gonna. Well, she comes back. If she comes back, gets another break, she can maybe hit the window again. She wanted to talk about her role and her new job, and she's not thrilled. You saw that, right? You're bloody well, right?
Mm.
Bloody well.
Oh,
right.
I think he's quite interested in you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he is, and he has suffered a loss.
Yes. Hello.
A loss. He's. Are you aware of that?
No, but I feel that there's something that he's lost. I feel that there's some kind of emotional pain.
Yes, very much so. And so he's not looking for a human crying towel. So that, you know, he just...
No,
he's really looking for a new start. And I think he would ask you for, you know, tea, a cocktail, something. Because I see the two of you sitting, I mean, over the cards are suggesting... Two of you will go out and have a nice time getting to know each other.
Does this man have children?
I'm not picking up on that, but it doesn't mean he doesn't have them. Why? Why do you ask?
Oh no, it's just one thing out of curiosity. My primary concern is that I obviously don't want to get involved with somebody who's married. I mean, that wouldn't be right.
Yeah. I'm not seeing that. I think this guy's very much alone, and he's lonely.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and if there are children, they look like they're grown.
Okay.
Right here. So, yes, looks good. Looks to me like you are on your way into a relationship that looks like a courtship.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think it's slow moving. Are you seeing that in the card? Slow moving.
That what?
Slow moving. It's going to be
slow.
Not a lightning flash, wham thing, right?
Well, you may have to cool his heels a little bit because when he sees what he wants, my impression of him is he doesn't want you to escape his grasp.
Oh, okay.
So, and maybe that would be good for you to be really desired.
Yes, it would be. It's been a long time without trying to sound a bit sad. My primary concern is like I just didn't want to take somebody who was unavailable, either emotionally unavailable or touch another person. Right.
My own concern would be that he's spent enough time processing what he's going through. You know, it isn't fair to drag somebody else into your pain. I feel you're going to really hit it off, the two of you.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So, Jim's got something for you.
Whoa, do it. Now, hang on. All right. New deck of cards. Your mind info oracle card. Subject is worth. You're being asked to honor your worth. It can be so easy to feel that we aren't good enough or worthy enough of happiness. This simply isn't the case, however. You are worthy, and you have inherent value. It's time to cherish yourself and see your true worth.
Oh, that's
a big question.
That is very nice. Yeah, maybe. And a lot of times I'm getting, so far, it seems like these people are already practicing this. So maybe it's a reinforcement. She kind of felt, she was kind of like, I know I'm actually worthy, which is good. She was.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's nothing like
that. It's a good reminder.
To.
Yeah.
I mean, it has you walking on air. Being in love. If only they could manufacture that in a, say, a bottle, an elixir.
We'd be past remarkable about it. We wouldn't be so interested in it.
I guess not. But I have this sign here. I love this. I have had this at my office forever. It says, when we first fall in love, we feel that we know all there is to know about life, and perhaps we are right.
Aww, that's so gorgeous.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's beautiful. Listen, I'm going to take up more of your time with other people coming in. Thanks, Amelia, for this clarification. I really appreciate it.
Well, sweet dreams to you.
Thank you, my lovely.
Please let us know how it goes.
I will do. Much love.
Oh, thank you, darling. We'll talk soon.
Okay,
all right.
God bless.
Love you very much.
She was tucked in.
Yeah, she was kind of saying she was hoping to get a first. I think she was really tired and wanted to.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. Don't blame her.
What are you guys talking about? A movie?
Yeah, we're talking about different movies and stuff. Yeah, total nonsensical blah, blah, blah.
My son, the 29-year-old, came to me and he said, Mom.
We're not talking movies now.
Oh, well, this is a movie. This is real life, but it was based on a lot of movies. I just want to throw it in there. He said to me this afternoon, Mom, listens to all kinds of conspiracies. And he said, guess what? On C-SPAN, they're talking about aliens and how they have already been on Earth since, like, the 1930s. And I was like, come on. They're going to take up governmental time and money. I tuned in. Yes, they were talking, and there was one man, I didn't catch his name, but he brought up an awesome point. He said if they had the intelligence and the wherewithal to actually fly to Earth and they crash because what? He said they're not capable of landing their own aircraft. And I thought, what a good point.
Or maybe just it happens. Maybe it happens. We have some of the best pilots in the world, but there's 1,000 different things that can go wrong.
Well, I don't believe any of it myself.
Well, then why are we even talking about this damn shit?
Because I wanted to bring it out how even the government is captivated with all these stories.
Well, here's the government's point of view.
Yeah.
They don't want to not investigate anything because that could be a problem.
True enough.
They always want to investigate every single thing, even if how stupid and far-fetched it sounds, because what if their big thing is another country doing some sneaky stuff? They're not really buying the alien thing. But just in case, somebody says, oh, I saw these weird aircraft and aliens. Like, yeah, maybe you did see the aircraft. Doesn't mean they were aliens. Maybe the Russians got some new technology or something, or somebody, and we better check this out, because damn if they do.
All right. Yeah, we don't want Russia to be friends with them first either.
Well, no, actually, China's the biggest threat. Russia's really not. When Russia broke up, they're not that big of a deal.
What was the name of that movie that was really cheesy, but it was funny, about they came to Earth and you used to make
their... Mars Attack.
I loved it.
Hilarious, not meant to ever win a single award. They threw every star they could into that thing. I mean, you watch that. There are some stars and stars in there that did it for the entertainment value. They didn't do it at all for anything except fun.
Can you still talk like
that? That was all the little Martians, the Mars Attack. It's hilarious. Though, if you watch it, don't get all pissed off. If you did, storyline, it's not about that. It's about, it's so cheesy, but the people are like, 90% of them are like really
big name,
big
stars.
Name actors. They just said, we want to get together and do this and have a good time and just laugh our way through the whole rehearsals and have a good time. Jack Nicholson did like 3 different roles in it. It was hilarious. Pierce Brosnan was in it. I mean, it was hilarious.
Martin Short.
Everybody, yeah, Martin Short. Everybody was in Martin Short.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you'd be amazed with you. It's a dumbass movie, but I loved it because it was dumb. Dumb.
All right, who are you giving me now?
Tom Jones.
Who?
Tom Jones, I believe, was in that too, right?
Yeah.
That's right, because they were in Vegas. I think Tom Jones was in there for a little bit, and then James Brown, you know, Jim Brown.
He was in there.
I mean, everybody. It was hilarious.
Yeah, Annette Bening.
Annette Bening, like I said, Pierce Brosnan. It was funny. And there was a lot of other guys, like Randy Quaid. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, I mean,
And he played his usual kook self.
That's his shtick, and you know what? If
Will,
it makes you money.
Wasn't Will Smith in it?
Nope.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other one.
I'm thinking of the one that wasn't meant to be so funny.
Yeah.
Judgment Day or, no, Independence Day.
Yeah.
All right. We're eating up. International shout out to Rachel in the land down under.
Rachel.
Let's go to our next caller. It is area code 703, which is in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia.
Oh, boy. Andrea.
Should be Andrea.
Yes, it is.
There's the lead.
Hello, Andrea.
Hello. I don't have any good news for you.
Oh.
Well, you're alive.
Yeah.
You're breathing.
Yeah.
You don't have any terminal disease.
That's true. But there's other two interviews I had. Apparently, they chose other people.
But I'm not.
However, I do have a video interview tomorrow, and then possibly one with another company. I applied for a bunch of jobs, and so two people reached out to me. So I have two possible interviews. So I guess I'm starting back at zero. Kind of a bummer.
But what you might try to do when you're feeling very calm, excuse me, almost meditative, I would ask, like, the higher power, God, where is the lesson here for me? What am I to learn from this? And see if you get an answer. So here, I'll take a look.
I mean, I'm grateful I still have an income, but this job just gets crappier every day.
Well, what do they do? Complain at you or?
I don't know, people just bitch and complain. Some of the patients are, it's just the same mundane job over and over and over again. It's just the same crappy job.
Groundhog Day.
It's like Groundhog Day. Wake up, do the same thing.
Yeah, basically. Yep.
And if you don't get any pleasure out of it, you'd be like, yeah, I get to do the same thing, but when it sucks, you're like, oh, here we go again.
Are
they
all friends? I mean, do the others get along?
I don't know. The office manager's aunt, she's out for a month. I don't know if it's vacation or if it's surgery or what the hell's happening, but she'll be gone for a month. So other people will be coming in and taking over her job. But the other girl who just started, she decided for whatever reason, something happened that she wasn't going to come to work for a couple of days. So she hasn't been to work. So we've been doing extra stuff.
So they lean on you to produce more?
Because I've been there longer, you know, I supposedly know more and blah, blah, blah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if this is a video interview tomorrow.
Yes, she said video.
I would not be surprised that you would have a wonderful rapport with the person that's calling you.
So it's promising to maybe make
the
final
video
thing.
Call. It looks very promising to me.
It's a four interview process. So two video and then, I guess, in person.
Well, things out there, the climate has really changed. Back in the day, you could go to an interview, they talk to you, and a lot of times would just hire you on the spot with the condition.
I know. Not now.
Stuff check out. Yeah.
Wow.
I really feel that this one holds some good, great promise for you. Now, do they ask you about your current job?
Well, some people will kind of do. I tell them I'm on a temporary assignment is what I tell them. You know, after I got laid off, I tell them temporary assignment. So.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, say, I'm sorry, I can't tell you much about it. I'm doing some black ops for the CIA.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you the cover story.
Yeah, someone called me for entry level at $16.50 an hour. I said, are you kidding me right now? Like, what, like, are you going to insult me? No. No.
Well, I really think those things are going to work out well eventually. There is that job that you are getting closer and closer to. Also, are you considering, and this may seem really ridiculous to ask you, but are you thinking of going on, say, a vacation? Do you have plans or are you thinking?
Yeah, not till January for my birthday.
You are going to have a wonderful time. So keep that in mind as all of this is going.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, going by myself.
Oh, nice. What is it, a cruise?
It's a cruise. Yep, another one. Yep, because the last one was a disaster. I'm going by myself.
Well, I've heard that a lot of people really enjoy them. They do. Going alone, you get a chance to maybe talk to a couple of, you know, a few people while you're there.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
I really
by the way, I saw my son yesterday, and he was a butthead. Unfortunately, our neighbors that we live next to, he passed away at 63 years old of a heart attack. So I told my son, I said, look, I said, you don't know what can happen. I said, I'm close to his age, so I could just, something could happen to me at any time. I said, you need to stop being mean to me because I'm not mean to you. And I'm thinking, yes, you are. Just
yeah.
Stop being mean.
And how did he take that?
I guess, you know, normally I can't hug him in public. He's like, don't hug me. But I gave him a hug and he actually hugged back. I was okay. But yeah, it was very interesting.
What's this don't hug thing?
Yeah, he doesn't hug me kind of thing. Yeah.
Did you remind him he's not 14 where kids don't want to be hugged in front of their friends? He's actually an adult and it's okay now?
Yeah, I don't know. He's 35, but.
Yeah,
it was
well,
very sad
yeah.
To see.
Yeah. See me. It's like, really? Do you still have acne problems and you still don't know how to undo a bra? I mean, what the hell's wrong with you, dude? You're an adult.
I don't know. I know.
Well,
I said, we should get together. He goes, well, I'm very, you know, my schedule's full. I said, what? He goes, well, I have to check my schedule. I'm like, check my calendar. My calendar's full.
Yeah, my calendar's full. Oh, I'm sorry there, Mr. President. I forgot that you might have a staff meeting, you know.
You know, you got to remember, Andrea. As they get older, they know everything.
Well,
they do.
Oh, I know.
It's like a plateau, isn't it?
Yeah.
They don't know, and then all of a sudden they start realizing, oh, okay, I get it. After a certain age, I get it. They go, I get
nothing.
It. I get it. They get it after a while.
We just kind of dumb-fucked our way into being at the age we're at. They know everything.
That's a good one.
They can point out every single mistake they think we've made.
All right.
Yep.
Let's stand by for your brand new card on the Mind Info
Oracle
card. Your subject is comfort. How can you bring more comfort into your life? You can increase your comfort through tangible things such as soft food and clothing, and intangible things such as thinking loving thoughts about yourself and inviting peace into your heart. So there's two ways to comfort you.
Nice.
Physical and non-physical is what it's saying. Tangible and non-tangible.
And food.
Well, food was the tangible.
Food and
clothing. Like some people, when they need comfort, they have comfort food. And maybe they have a favorite couch and blankie and a movie they put on. That's their comfort.
Now, when I'm upset, I'm going to put out like a great big spread like it's Christmas or Thanksgiving. But I won't eat it. I will just cook it.
Oh.
It'll keep my mind occupied all day long. And then everything goes into, containers to be frozen, or I give it away.
Nice. I'll do that sometimes, too.
Yeah, well, you know, it helps to keep you busy rather than just sitting there and, you know, obsessing. Did you say anything to your son? Did you say anything to your son pertaining to his marriage or anything?
No, I didn't think that was appropriate. We were at a funeral, like a viewing. So I was like, nah, this is not the time.
Nothing would come of that unless you're trying to start.
No, but I want to tell you, he has thoughts of wanting to get divorced. All right.
Already?
You can't, yeah.
But
well,
you can't bring that up because then he's going to be like, because it's not his. He still sounds like he's 14 and he doesn't want anybody. He wants, I'm an adult. I have my own original thoughts, so she can't bring it up.
Well, if the wife.
I know. You've been telling me that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wife is a transformer.
Not the good kind either.
No.
She's like a Decepticon if you ever watch it. Yes.
Yep. That's she
so
is.
So she's ragging on him about everything. And he's singing, he almost wants to talk to you about it, but let him be the one to bring it to you. Because, you know,
okay.
It will only get his back up and he'll say, you have no reason to ask these questions. And it will, you know what I mean. It'll trigger him.
Yeah.
So he's going to want to bring it to you. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for holding. Andrea was holding for
all right, Andrea.
Close to an hour. We appreciate
thank
that.
You. Guys are the best.
Let's keep our fingers crossed for you tomorrow.
She's not
all right.
A quitter.
I'll let you know how it goes.
Quitters eventually win. You're not a quitter. I like it.
No, I'm not. Not
if
at
you
all.
Quit, you win. You don't win. You
didn't word that right.
I said she's a quitter because quitters never win. I said that.
It's not a quitter.
Yeah, and quitters never win. Don't you freaking, did you get it? She's not a quitter. Quitters never win. She's not.
That's
she's
right.
Going to win.
We got it, Jim. We got it.
Why was that hard to understand?
You were using man speak.
I'm sorry for speaking English. I'll talk, chick talk. Well, you know what? She found a great sale there at Macy's. It was great. You know, and she did come on, I'm just talking facts. You know what? They always say in sports, let's see, you can say it in soccer. If you don't kick the ball toward the net, you'll never score. Well, you could score a goal by accident, but if you don't swing, if you're in baseball, you'll never get a home run. If you don't take a shot on goal in hockey, you'll never get a goal. You got to keep trying. If you quit, then guess what? You will lose.
Well, this poor girl.
She does not quit. She's not a loser.
Right, but she's, this girl should be a professional at interviewing.
She is definitely having her patient tested.
Yeah.
Patience, and she is up for it, though. So you got to give her credit, and I'm opening that door right now. I just typed it in Facebookers. Next messenger call is now, before we go over back to the blog talk, folks. So your window is open. All right. We stand by.
Maybe nobody.
For a couple minutes. Give them a couple minutes because there's delays and maybe they didn't see the type and they only hear, they're watching.
Michelle straightened this out. She said, no, quitting a job or a bad relationship is winning. And she's right.
Well, yeah. I meant like quitting, trying to trying to obtain a goal.
Yeah.
Like I want this goal. If you quit, guess what? You're not getting the goal. That's what I'm saying. And Andrea's not quitting. She's eventually going to get that goal because she just refuses to quit. Quitters will not get their goal. Nope, not going to do it. If you're running a race, you say, hey, there's a finish line. I'm going to quit. Guess what? 0% chance of winning that race as soon as you quit.
All right, let's go back to Blog Talk.
Wow, she's pulling the trigger fast.
All right. Yeah.
I'll do so. All right.
Because we're running out of time.
Facebook, the window is closed. The way is shut. Now we're going to area code 520.
There you go. Hello.
Hi there, hon.
Hello. How are you? You sound great, both of you.
Oh, all right.
Wunderbar.
Yeah, I'm doing
a
few.
Well, we're just settling into a routine, and it's kind of we get on the road. We had waffles. My grandson has a special waffle recipe he made for us, and then we head out to a play date, and then we
thought he was like 10.
Go and I help him.
Oh, I got it. So he has special things he likes in it. I got you. Roger that.
Well, but he makes it. You know, he whisks it and breaks the eggs and blah, blah, blah. We have a routine. And so
That's good to involve.
Set the timer and get the waffles out, and then we're ready to rock and roll. And then we had to go to a play date, and then we went to the library, and all of us, well, the three of us are ding, 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 you know, going to all these places. We're exhausted. Then we're having dinner, and then tomorrow we go to another play date early in the morning. And then we, what else do we do? Settled into, well, what do the cards say, Deb? I mean, it's more like a routine.
How are you feeling? Are you still in a
I'm
lot
exhausted.
Of-
Yeah. I'm exhausted. I'm icing my leg. I mean, I really need to count my blessings. You know, every day is a lot of stuff going on, and it's anyway.
She's right. We're humans, and we always want better things, and we sometimes we forget we should count our blessings for what we got.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if you don't believe so, if you have cable internet, you can watch shows and see people that are way worse off, or you go on the internet.
My neighbor is a news junkie, and I tell him I don't want to hear it. I used to be a news junkie. I can't do it anymore.
I cannot either. It's such crap. I will scroll through the headlines, and I will only click things that I'm pretty confident that it's not going to be political. And it's not going to be shock horror drama.
How about
mother of two killed puppy, eats it, and then murders her son? It's like, I don't need to read that shit.
Oh, I know. It's awful.
Going on in Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Now what? Are they eating puppies?
It's a very big trial going on. I followed it live for a big part of the afternoon. This chick.
Well, I know what it is. The chief has realized the Packers actually suck. No, go ahead.
This woman and her boyfriend, they like to do things with a chain, like a dog leash, but it's a chain. And they were into this big sexual thing that they were doing. She said she was riding him and had the chain around his neck, and he was starting to choke. And she said, I don't know, I couldn't let go. And she made it tighter and tighter, and she killed him. Oh, but that's only the beginning. That's like the foreplay to the story. Then she goes and gets four knives out of the kitchen, cuts his head off, and puts it in a box.
Okay.
And she was dismembering him, but she was still, this is true, she was still giving him oral sex.
Nope, not true. You cannot take a knife and slice somebody's head off and still be given him oral sex. You can't do that.
I don't know if it was just dead laying there or what.
It doesn't matter.
The
human head doesn't just come off like you're slicing a fucking hard-boiled egg.
No, I saw what they did to that Nick Berg when the Iraqi.
It took a long time with a sharp, long knife.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
She killed him. She was playing with him. She kept saying in the interrogation, well, I was enjoying playing with him. And they're pretty much suspecting these two are doing a lot of meth or whatever. But anyway, your neighbor.
All right, well, you know,
that,
obviously
that
story directly pertains to your situation there, Letha. You can relate, right?
No, but nothing bad happens in Green Bay. I lived there. Green Bay.
Yeah, the Packers play once a week, those stupid bastards. Go ahead.
Okay, for you. Oh, he's enjoying the little boy a lot. Did you speak to your neighbor about your nephew or your grandson that he needs, you know, good role models and whatnot? Yeah.
That he what?
I don't know.
Well, I just wanted to share with you that your grandson is likely to confide things into the neighbor. You know,
well, we're all three together all the time.
Yeah,
so
he's not hanging out with the guy alone.
Well,
no,
I feel that you guys are going to continue. I don't see any reason here not to. And in fact, your relationship could be moving to another level.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, the level you like.
Oh,
I don't know that we know what that level is.
Well, we don't need to go into it.
I don't think
know.
We can go into it. I don't think we can because I think it's a level that is in Fantasy Island.
Oh.
It's a level that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
The plane.
Exactly. Tattoo. Hey, boss. Hey, boss. It's my neighbor. It's a neighbor. Hey, boss. The gay neighbor. You know, I think that's what the tattoo would be saying.
I see that man here that you wanted to partner with in business.
A business.
And it looks very lucrative for you. Everything looks stable, surprisingly.
Yay.
Yeah, it really does.
It is actually a good thing, no matter what.
Yes.
Stability.
Very nice. And you're going to enjoy all of this family, you know, and home atmosphere that you've got going. It's good for all of you. It nurtures each of you.
Yeah. I mean, sure, when you're, like, super young, you like all that crazy stuff that's not stable and all that stuff. And after a while, it's like, yeah, I'm over that. We need stability.
Well, here's the thing.
Things you can count on.
For a person that is very dysfunctional, that what Lisa's got going would be really boring, and they would get this urge to stir things up.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
create trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's absolutely.
Well, I'm amazed you believe.
No, you're. I mean, it makes that people that are still into that chaos and adrenaline rushes. They don't want stability.
No, it's
it drives
like,
them nuts.
Why do a lot of women go after bad boys? I think it's because of the, like you said, the adrenaline.
They can't.
The rush, the excitement.
They get bored and unhappy with their own life if there's, because they obviously they can't find it in their own heart to make their life interesting, so they rely on a bad boy to make their
life
interesting.
It also comes from being the adult child of an alcoholic, which I was a plural. Alcoholics and adult children don't know what normalcy is because they always see like so much chaos and family trouble. Like I've told you, Christmas trees going out the door.
Weren't like
mm-hmm.
almost 90% of the people born in the maybe 40s, 50s, and 60s, well, 40s and 50s from alcoholics because everybody drank hard. Then.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Immigrants came over drinking hard as shit.
I come from a long line of heavy drinkers.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty normal. I mean, look at those Irish, those crazy Irish. Or, like, international shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots. Those Scots are crazy themselves. But their single malt scotches are a blessing. Oh, love them long time.
So they redeem themselves with their
scotch. Oh, yes. Yes, I might need to get buried over there, so if I come back as a spirit, I can roam the Scottish Highlands.
So that should tell you
a lot,
Lisa,
with the different malts.
About him, too, because he's satisfied in this very, you know, what would you call it, like peaceful, stable, going to a play date, doing simple things instead of, you know, those wild people out there that want to just kind of jump from party and bar and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but some people do it till they die.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, there's a certain point. It's okay to do it when you're young. Get that out of your system. Get it out of your system. There's a certain point where you should want stability. If you don't, then you're kind of broke.
My
well, in
dad
my opinion,
built,
my opinion.
He built or bought bars. So he had a playground. Seriously.
Oh.
And he was very wealthy. Yeah.
Oh, we've seen that on Bar Rescue, a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Got the bars, especially the guys that are like college age and they all get together. Let's own a bar so we can really party hard, you know. It's like, yeah, they didn't realize that you probably want to make money because it's going to be thousands of dollars a month just to keep it going.
And how about Jerry Springer episodes? What did we see? Drinking, drugging, children born out of a drunken, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I'm just saying, at least for this country, we've learned a lot from those shows, you know?
Well,
yeah.
Some people have learned a lot. Some just watch it and say, I think I'll do that. all right. Well, here we go, Lisa. Here's your first ever card from this brand new Mind Info deck. Subject is grounding.
Oh.
You're being asked to ground yourself. You've been spending too much time in your head. It's time to pay attention to your body and to the earth. Go outside, plant your feet on the ground, and enjoy the centering feeling this brings. I mean, she used to always, I don't know, maybe now with this stuff, she hasn't been getting in touch with nature like she used to a lot. Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
You haven't been getting outside enough like you used to before you got hurt?
Yeah, no, you're right. Not the way I used to. I was down at nature this morning, and I plan on being out. You know what? I'm sorry. Can I listen to the show? Because I've got a business call coming in.
Actually, no problem. Actually, we're wrapping anyway.
Yeah, we are.
We're wrapping, so all right, Lisa.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Have a lovely evening. Okay.
Wunderbar. All right, folks.
Yeah.
We got like about 3 minutes and some change, so we don't have to rapidly say goodbye, but we got to put a wrap on it, right?
Yes, we do. I have a couple of important phone calls to make, too. And you have no need to know.
I don't, actually. You're right, because I couldn't give two shits. I don't, because I do not have any important phone calls to make. I do all mine during the day at work. Hey!
Is it raining, or what am I hearing?
You hear it. The ice maker is cranking out ice.
Oh, okay.
Because if you look out that window, it's not dark.
Boy, we've been getting a lot of rain.
Every goddamn day. Every freaking day. When I called you on the way home, it was pouring on the Newport News Suffolk line there on the Modern River. I was like, and you said you already had it like an hour earlier, downpour.
Yeah.
And there was a downpour. Oh, I think it was like around 4.
Mm-hmm.
Little Jenny's like, I think I want to go out. Okay, let's go out. We'll walk over to the door. And it's like, no, we're not going out. I walk away. She's like, okay.
She would live out there if she could.
Well, actually kind of was like, yeah, I think you might be right about that rain. And I said, you know what, if you pee, you pee. But nobody did. So, all right. Well, we still got 2 minutes. So if you have any last-minute things you want to talk about, now is the time. Next show, 100% for sure, is Friday.
Yeah.
Because today is Wednesday, hump day.
And I don't know what tomorrow will be.
Tomorrow, we just go with the flow.
Yeah, we do.
We do. We do the voodoo that we do.
Another from that, whatever the...
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, another good one is if you get questioned about a space on your resume, they were saying the best answer is to say that you were a caregiver for end-of-life relatives. How can they ever dispute that? Yeah, I took that year and a half off, had to take care of, you know, my grandfather. And they won't dispute that. But if you say, well, you know, I didn't feel like working. I had my mom, you know, she supported me.
As long as you have a legitimate answer, doesn't make Quick a lunatic or a loser, you're fine.
Right.
Yep. Don't say, well, you know, I was starting to make my own atomic bomb, but then I didn't have the plutonium. So now here I am. You'd be like, oh, yeah, all right there, buddy. I said that because the Oppenheimer on Friday.
Yeah.
The making of the bomb. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, I believe you. Let's have a little fun.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I never thought of
it. Every at the end of every single show they sang. Yeah.
Sweetheart, good night.
Alrighty, folks. Thank you.